We connected on Twitter over Christmas, and it was because I love things like The World's Strongest Man, and we see it on TV regularly every Christmas, but never seen the ladies. And you did a tweet saying, come on, let's get the girls on the TV. And that was just like a call to action to me. I texted you straight away and said, let's connect. And here we are. So what's the problem for the girls? What's going on?
I don't know. The women were on the TV up until, I think, about 2003. World's Strongest Woman went out at the same time as the men's. I think those old sort of old shows you can find on YouTube. And I think it just sort of died a death. There's this big thing within the sport and within the strength community that it's not mainstream enough. People don't want to see strong, muscly women. So, yeah, it sort of died a death. Then in around, I think, 2015-16, World's Strongest Woman got resurrected. It's sort of grown from there, really. But, yeah, we're still not at the stage where we're on the telly with the men.
You were out in Daytona in November. What was that like?
That was amazing. So World's Strongest Woman, Daytona Beach. Yeah, it was just fantastic. It's my second year being there. So I came fifth the first time I competed. And I came third this time. So, yeah, it's just a phenomenal experience.
And this is a passion that's shared in your household. Your wife, too, is involved. And last year, you really did something quite phenomenal.
So we were contacted in January, deep into winter and lockdown, by the Guinness World Records and asked if we wanted to pull an aeroplane. I was upstairs working. Sue was downstairs. Sue got the call, came upstairs to see me. I've put our name forward to pull an aeroplane. For a Guinness World Record. I was like, right, okay, great. How do we train for that? No gyms, no access to an aeroplane. So we just kind of went with it and decided that we would turn up on the day. If we could do it, we could do it. If we couldn't, we couldn't. And that's what Guinness World Records are all about. So yeah, I think we were the first Welsh. We were definitely the first Welsh couple. Definitely the first Welsh women. First married couple. And I'd have to check out if we were the first British couple, but we might very well have been the first British couple to pull an aeroplane. So it was an Airbus A320, 48 ton. I think we did it in something like 36 seconds over 20 metres. It's not until after it all sinks in, really, because we literally did not know we could do it until it actually started moving. So all that sort of hype and, you know, all the excitement surrounding it, we really didn't know if we could do it. I remember somebody saying to me, I'll tell you when it's moving. And I can't remember anyone telling me it was moving. And the only thing I can remember is my hands were moving up the rope. So I thought, well, it must be moving because I'm moving. So, yeah. And then when we did it, we didn't realise we'd done it. So the plane stopped suddenly. They put the brakes on and we were a bit like, what have you put the brakes on for? But we'd actually finished it. We'd actually completed it. So it was over much quicker than we thought it was going to be.
How does it feel to smash the concept of being a woman and strength, the strength that women can have?
I love it. I just love promoting how strong women can be. And promoting that to sort of young people as well. I think young people feel such a pressure to live up to a certain way that society expects women and young girls to live up to. And then there we are doing all these sort of amazing things. And when you go to competitions and shows and you sort of have parents and young people coming up to you and saying, oh my God, my daughter has seen you and she wants to try it. That's just phenomenal. That's the best thing I could ask for. It makes the trophies not really matter that much. When somebody comes up to me and says, oh, because I saw you pulling a plane or because I saw you lifting something, I'm having a go, I'm doing my first competition, or, you know, my daughter wants to have a go with this, that's just brilliant.
You're clearly passionate about getting the next generation on board as well. And that's why it's so important, I guess, for you to push for it to get on TV so it gets before a bigger audience.
Yeah, definitely. I have so many messages saying, oh, you know, and because of that, my tweets, you know, saying, oh, yeah, my children are watching it and, you know, we want to see the women on TV and, you know, where are the women? And so I think the interest is out there. I think there's just still this perception that, you know, it's not attractive for women to be hauling aeroplanes and buses and trains and things.